This is Austin Pinto for the Blind Geek Zone. Hello there, Blind Geek Zone. Please note this podcast was recorded in the month of September with Windows 8 Enterprise Build 9200 and JAWS 14 Betas 1 and 2. However, nothing much has changed in that series from then to now. However, I'm going to make a final summarization of the things that have changed between September and the 26th of October. So, till then, listen to the podcast and enjoy. And it was also recorded using NVDA 2012.2. Hello everyone, and welcome to Windows 8 review. Today I'm not going to call this Windows 8 review with JAWS because unfortunately I've got some really horrifying news for all those who are using or want to use Windows 8 with JAWS 14. Now, one thing to remember, this may not be the same story with the final release of JAWS 14 or the final release of Windows. But it is, till now, a very horrifying story. JAWS just works well in stores, in the store app, but the mail app and the music app is really, I'm kind of shocked to tell this, it's really inaccessible. Inaccessible meaning the mail app, JAWS kind of works. Even the music app, it kind of works, but it's really sluggish to the core and it really crashes off a lot of times. In fact, I've tried recording this part 3-4 times, but because of the JAWS crash, I had to, you know, abandon it half the time. So that is a problem with JAWS. So if you are using any of the apps, then you need to. Even NVDA, unfortunately, does not work all that well with the mail and the music. It works well with mail, sorry, but it does not work well with the music app all that much. So what I'm going to do today is JAWS works good with Internet Explorer, so I'm going to show you that with JAWS. Then I will call over NVDA and we will just do a quick demo on the mail app. And then I will, I have not tried this, let's see if this works, but I will call up Narrator and we will do a demo on the music app as well. Now for those of you who have not heard the first part of my preview, the music app is Microsoft's music store, like the iTunes store or the iTunes for Apple devices. So that that is I'm going to demo that. Now then, let's get straight into the podcast. I've told you the outline, and I'm going to talk a bit now. First up, there are some things which I forgot to tell you in the first part, so I'm going to bring that up here. Now, for those of you who have purchased your PC or laptop or netbook or ultrabook or whatever Windows 8 compatible device in 2012, or if you have any plans of purchasing it in 2013, then you are eligible for a Windows 8 upgrade for $6.99 or $5.99. I don't have the website exactly on my hands, but you just type the Windows 8 upgrade and you will get the website, and you need to register a few details there, and then when the final version of Windows 8 comes out, that will be on 26th October, which is fairly 33 days from here, you will get the an email, and you need to purchase the upgrade disk if you want to, that is. So if you register now and then later you opt out of that, you can you just ignore that email. It's not a compulsion that if you register you have to buy, but this is a limited limited period offer, so I think it is applicable till Jan 2013. That's what I got to hear, so you might as well you know, register as soon as possible. I've done that, and so we are ready to go for Windows 8. Our next thing is, if you install Windows 8, you won't have to format your PC again for a long time, unless you corrupt your Windows so you know, so bad that your PC is unbootable. If you just do some minor damage and you're getting some error, Microsoft has added two features. One is the system refresh and the system reset, which helps you to solve all those errors without having to format your PC. One of them formats your PC and reinstalls Windows, but the other one will just bring your Windows back to a state when it was, you know, when you just installed it. So you need to install all your applications in either of the feature. So if anyone wants, I can demo the feature to you, but this can't be done today because I'm recording from a main Windows 8 unit, and I don't have any other units to record, so I cannot be demonstrating that because your PC will boot over. You just need a Windows 8 DVD and then you are good to go. And luckily all of this is accessible. Only when your Windows boots, that is not accessible, but you do not need to do anything there. You just need to you know, wait a while, just press Windows U for the ease of access center to come up, and NVDA should narrator should speak there. Okay then, that's what I wanted to cover, and let's get started. I'm going to bring up JAWS here, and for the NVDA demo that I'm going to show you, the mail app, I'm going to use a Sappy 4 synthesizer, which sounds almost 99% like Eloquence, so you won't have any problem in that. Since Eloquence with NVDA, as far as my knowledge, it's not sold yet, so I cannot buy that. Once it's sold, I can purchase. But Sappy 4 is also sounding like Eloquence. It's a IBM VIA Voice TDS, so that 99% sounds like Eloquence, so there won't be much of a difference. Here we go then, I'm starting up JAWS, and this is the same Nuance voice that I used to do my first demonstration, and luckily that problem of JAWS demo has got solved because I've registered it with my JAWS 13 license, so that is sorted here.
Okay then, JAWS up here. I'm currently connected to my headphones, and I'll exit. Okay then, Jaws is here, and I'll just organize myself here so that Jaws can be heard. Okay then, here we are. I'll plug out my headphone and pull this in front. Okay, we are ready to go. I'm going to show you the Metro version of Internet Explorer. Now, there was a question here, and that was from the Jaws users, the Jaws UK list, to show the classic version and the Metro version of Internet Explorer. Now, classic version and Metro version, as far as I find it, is basically just the same thing. Just that in the classic version, there is a menu bar. And you have Flash integrated into Classic, but Metro, there's no Flash, unfortunately. And as I said, Microsoft has included Flash for Internet Explorer right into Windows. So when you install Windows, your Flash player will be installed with it, but it won't be the latest version always. You need to update it. And you will get updates via the Windows Update, app, which is just the same one. There's not been change in the Windows Update. It's the same as Windows 7. Another question. No one has asked it though, but I feel that somewhere down the line, since I'm talking a lot about Metro, everyone will have this question that will the desktop apps or the apps that run on Windows 7 work on Windows 8? Yes, it will. It will definitely work. Though some apps, very few of them, I've just had an issue with Bluetooth driver, and I was having an issue with my antivirus, but that they have released a new version which is solved. So very few apps will have a compatibility issue. And another note, now if you are listening to this podcast, as a thank you gesture, I am going to fill it up with information. If you ever find any app which is not compatible with the Windows 8, you can go into safe mode and install it there. And I've got a registry entry. If we activate it, it will give us audio in safe mode and also start the Windows installer service. So you can just use your computer normally in safe mode as you are using it in the normal mode, though some features won't be available, but anyway, that at least the basic features for us, screen reader access, is available. So safe mode is now accessible. If anyone wants it, please contact me on the list of the list. I will give you the link to that. Okay then, I'm going to launch the Metro version of Internet Explorer. Now, Metro apps do not have menus. And another important feature in Windows 8 is a charms window. Now I'll show you the charms window at the end, or I'll show you the charms window when I'm showing you the mail app, because in that it will come in handy. What is a charms window is, it's like the menu bar of an app, not similar in the fashion, but comparison, yeah. You will find the settings to every Metro app in a charms window, and how do you use it, how do you navigate it, I will talk to you later. Launch the Internet Explorer browser real quick, and I'm going to take a look at Freedom Scientific website just for, accuracy.
MS Reader 2.0. Start screen, mail, expanded, column 1, row 1, 1 of 12.
Okay then, another note here. I'm remembering all my notes here as I made it. Windows, in my first demonstration, if anyone has heard or no, I don't know. But for those of you who have heard it,
I was talking about the start screen being disorganized. Well, Microsoft has fixed that now, and you can get a much organized start screen. You will get a Metro screen. It won't be the Windows 7 classic start screen, but it'll be organized, a lot organized. I'm going to show you that now. What you need to do is just keep your focus on a Metro app. Do not open the app, but keep your focus there. Like, for example, I've kept my focus on
desktop, mail expanded,
mail, and press your application key or right click.
Applications selected, command bar, unpin from start to navigate, uninstall. You
can uninstall Metro apps from here. You click on the uninstall and mail is gone. So you can do that if you want.
Smaller,
it will collapse the tile. So if you do not want, you know, that expanded thing, you can have that smaller, but I don't care about such things, so I just kept it to its defaults.
Turn
live tile off means, you know, those live updates which I showed you, this Bing, you know, scandal and thing that they which popped up on the Bing tile, that can be turned off. So you can do that.
Switch to all apps.
Switch to all apps. This is what you want. This is what you want, and you will get apps in alphabetical order here. I'm going to press enter on it.
Enter, leaving command bar, Windows 8 apps, Adobe Reader X, 1 of 24.
Here we go. This is a very, very organized, you know, way of the start screen. It's a leaving command bar, Windows 8 apps. So it's really excellent feature here, which I just came across when I was scrolling through the context menu once, for some reason, I don't know. So I'm going to navigate the start screen just a bit to show you how it's done. So Adobe Reader is A. That's the first app in the view.
Windows 8 apps, mail, 10 of 24.
Okay, so
Adobe Reader X.
Yeah, this is the A row.
Apple software update.
This is A as well.
Bing.
Okay, so two apps in A. Bing is B.
Messaging, Bing.
Okay, this is one, you know, one straight row from top to bottom. So B is Bing. I'm on the extreme left of my start screen. So Bing is here.
Calendar
is C.
Camera, desktop, finance, games, Internet Explorer, mail, maps, messaging, Mozilla Firefox, music, news, people, photos, reader, SkyDrive.
Oh yeah, reader. I want to also demonstrate the reader to you. Good, I saw this. SkyDrive, for those of you who don't know what SkyDrive is, it's just like Dropbox, but it's Microsoft's application by which you can share files between your Windows 8 phone, your Windows 8 PCs, and all Windows 8 devices. In fact, all devices that you install SkyDrive on can have an access to your files.
Sports, store, travel.
So you come to T there.
Weather, desktop apps, /group:aim, 2 of 45.
There you go. So what this has done is, it has given you all your Metro apps in one group, which is great. I really like this approach of Microsoft that they have taken up. And I should really commend them for whatever they have done. So this is your desktop apps. Now this is not Metro apps, this is your Windows 7 apps. So I have AIM top.
Uninstalling.
Wow. This is cool. This is really the way that you would want. Now I'm going to really search for some trick by which I can make the all app screen as my default start screen. Let's see if I can do it. Because here you find AIM, and down you find uninstall AIM, so that is really organized.
Visit AIM on the web.
Okay, so here you go. You can see all the apps inside the AIM submenu in Windows 7. If I'm on Windows 7, go into Program submenu, then go into AIM, and you will get uninstall AIM and things. So this is really good.
/group:\Android SDK Tools AVD Manager.
There you go. /group:\Android SDK Tools AVD Manager. Wow.
SDK Manager. /group:\OzLogix OzLogix Boost Speed.
So these are groups within the desktop apps. Commendable job by Microsoft. They've really heard me, I think. There was an update to Windows 8 recently, and I don't know if that fixed it or not. Anyway, I'm going to clear up this screen here, and I'm going to launch the original start screen.
Sound recorder. Toolbar stop recording button to activate. Press the space bar. Alt plus S. Start screen. I-N-S-T-E-R-N-E-T.
Internet I type download internet map. Here.
Internet Explorer 2 of 2.
And this is the Metro version of Internet Explorer.
Enter. Windows Internet Explorer.
As you can tell, there's no percentage, but
page.
There is a new tab open here, and now I'm going to show you how the Metro apps do not have a menu. Yeah, I'm pressing the Alt key.
Menu bar.
Okay, this app
menu
has.
Menu bar. MSN India dash Hotmail. Menu. New tab. CTR. Exit.
Okay,
X.
This one.
Escape.
This
menu
browser
bar,
has
escape.
A menu, but the mail app and all does not have a menu. So that's cool.
Alt D. Address.
Just take a look at
Google
Freedom Scientific.
/blank. New tab. No word list has been created. To create Alt D. Address and stamp. Blank. W. Period. F. R. E. E. O M F C I E N T I F I C period C O M. Enter. Products for low vision. Blindness.
There you go. You can see the speed of the i10. I just hit enter and the page came up right up. So
blank,
you can see
blank,
that.
Blank.
And you can do everything that you could do on IE9 and IE8 and things. Heading level navigation.
Discover the new Internet Explorer for Windows 8 heading level 1.
This just changed over the tabs here.
MSN Indi- products for
yeah. That happened because Internet Explorer is not set as my default browser here. I've set Mozilla as my default browser. That's why
Edit, type in text. It
came up.
H. All tab. Soundry, all tab, desk, all tab, products
okay.
For low vid.
We can do everything that I said, heading level navigation,
H.
Escape,
what's tab, going on
here?
Addresses,
okay.
HTTP, shift tab, HTTP.
There is, something is
tab.
On here.
Sound recorder, search. Search box, edit, type in text, all tab. Products, all tab, sound, all tab, desk, all tab, products for low vision, HTTP tab, 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 HTTP, alt D, shift tab, escape, HTTP, blank, 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 HTTP,
I think I need to reopen the page here.
Blank. E.
Here we go, JAWS really,
graphic freedom, science.
Okay, we are up
products
here.
For
I pressed Alt D two times and that page appeared here.
Low vision products heading
so here we go.
Link.
Heading level navigation, low vision products.
Blindness products heading
blindness
level
products
link.
Here. We can do links list navigation.
Links list dialogue. Low vision products. Blindness products. Learning systems products.
So there you go. It's
escape.
Basically product. The same. IE 10 and IE9 are basically the same, but the only difference is that IE10 is a bit more lighter. It's a bit more streamlined, and it's a lot faster than IE9. I should really say that. Running a Wi-Fi of 256 kbps here, and it's really fast, I should say. Okay then, that was IE demo here, and now I'm gonna call up NVDA and demonstrate the mail app, and you will see NVDA. You will see NVDA SAPI 4 here. That's IBM Voice TDS. I got it when I installed a program. So I don't know the exact name of a synthesizer and things, but it is SAPI 4.
Unloading JAWS.
I know that. And here we go. There you go. This is real. I don't know what they have done with the SAPI 4 synthesizer. I think that is modified or something. It sounds really great with the NVDA. It looks like we are using Eloquence. So here we go. I'm going to open the mail app.
Start apps list of programs that is new. Mail approved. Mail expanded. Not selected. Launch
and
mail row 1.
Here we go. I'm going to select
selected.
It.
Mail.
Only the volume is a bit low on that, but that's okay. At least there's clear speech output. Because I really don't like the speak, and rest assured, even you don't like it. Okay. I need to just get this a bit streamlined. Okay. I'm going to go to the top of this app here. So it says heading Hotmail inbox. I'll press down arrow.
Button back. List. List. List.
And it's kind of giving a list, but it's unlabeled here.
List.
Oops.
List. List Austin Pinto.
Yeah. So what it is doing is just giving me a list of messages that I have received.
List test.
Test subject. Okay. The date.
List Austin Pinto. List. 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 List.
And
list.
This list has to be
list.
Really
button
improved here.
Respond, one button, delete, one. Button Austin Pinto, September 22nd, 4, Z, 2, button Austin dot Pinto at Hotmail, test. Frame, this is a test. Out of frame, length.
So there you go, this is a really good email client, and I really think that after Windows 8 launches, and people buy the product, Microsoft Outlook is going to be replaced with this. It is a bit, I can call it, I don't know what to call it. It's not a feature-rich product, at least from what I've experienced. I've just started using it from Saturday when I tried recording this, but JAWS, crashed up. It's not a feature-rich product as Outlook, but it's okay. It's workable. If you have home emails, not a professional ID, then it's workable. And what's good is you can add multiple accounts here, so that's also good. So this is a small demo of the mail application. I'm going to respond to this message to just show you how the composition is done. But NVDA on the compose form works a bit sluggishly. And I'm going to
left race, left percent, one, right rate, right there, out of button collapse sub menu.
I'm going to respond to this. I'm going to click on the button called respond.
Menu.
And it has opened an edit box with a menu.
Reply.
I'm going to hit reply. And it will
Windows mail from Austin Pinto sent September 22nd, 2012 4. Edit retest.
Okay, here is a subject.
Blank.
And here's a blank. Now this is a kind of a interesting thing that Microsoft has not labeled this as message body or something, just blank. So we need to hit our forms field here. Now we need to hit our forms field on the subject, I think. Yeah.
Edit retest.
Yeah. test and we need to go down.
Retest. Retest.
By hitting tab
Central
key.
Windows mail from Austin Pinto sent September.
Okay then. Here is a message body. So I'll type
R E P L Y I N G
replying
space
to
D E S C.
Okay. So D. Okay.
Send button. List all cache messages in current folder from Austin Pinto.
There you go. My email is sent, and within a sec I should receive a new email notification on my Android, which is just above, but it's sent anyway. So here then, the mail app demo is also to its end. I'm going to show you the charms window here because I'm going to remove my account from mail, and I'm going to show you how to do that in case someone tries mail and wants to remove your account from there after trying if you don't like it. Now if you are running Metro apps, the charms window is a very important component in that app. Now how do you open the charms window is you keep your focus in the app, do not move away from that app, and just press your windows. There you go, new email notification on 2G connection. It took some time, but it's come. So you hit your Windows C.
Charms window, start button, start your application.
And it's a charms window here. So there's a start button. And the place you want to go is settings.
Devices button, send this content to a device. Settings button, adjust your application and frequently used system settings.
So I'm going to go to settings here for the mail app. And here's the setting.
Settings window, list accounts.
Now these settings will be different for different apps. So if you're in a desktop, it'll be PC settings and personalization and things. If you're in some other app, it'll be some other settings. For mail, we have accounts. Then we have
help.
About.
Feedback. Permissions.
Permissions.
Rate and review. Networks. Austin 1987. Single spread 5 of list.
That goes into my network settings as well.
Feedback. About. Help. Accounts.
Okay, so if you want to remove your account, you need to go to the account setting. Click on that.
Mail document. Link
and
Austin Pinto, account settings,
the
dialogue,
setting.
Hotmail.com link.
Okay, you need to click on this link that says Hotmail Austin Pinto, Austin.Pinto.Hotmail.com. Okay then. After I've
back
clicked
button.
On that link, you got a back button, and you need to.
Account.
Just tab around.
Download email from combo box, the last 2 weeks collapsed.
And you can
download email combo box as items arrive collapsed. Every 15 minutes, every 30 minutes. Out. Manual.
Mine is set to as items arrive.
Download new email combo box as items arrive. Download email from combo box the last 2 weeks.
And you can you can set it here. The last 2 weeks is max.
Email check. Download email from combo box the last month collapsed.
Oh, last month is there. You have any time also. Mine is set to 2 weeks. Anyway, I'm going to remove my account, so that does not make a difference here.
Email checkbox checked. Automatically download external images checkbox checked. Use an email signature.
Now, if you are using this app or any email client, make sure you uncheck the checkbox that says download external images, because you know what can happen if someone sends an email and you download external images, that person who's sending the email comes to know that this is a working email address that he has sent an email to, and if he wants, he can then spam your inbox. So if you are really cautious about that, really uncheck that box.
Edit multi-line, sent from Windows Mail.
This is your mail signature.
Email address edit red only. Select
Austin. This is a red only field because you can't change this.
Show email notifications for this account checkbox checked.
And that is checked.
Remove all accounts button. Back button.
I'll click on remove all accounts.
Space.
And it will take a second here for some confirmation to come.
Remove all. Lamp. Lamp. Lamp.
Arc. Arc. Arc.
Back button. Remove all.
Arc.
I know why is the button not clicking up here.
Mail, try again, link.
Okay. There's a problem here. And what is the problem?
You are signed in with a Microsoft account. Heading mail. But cloud. Accounts from. You are about to remove your primary Microsoft account. Heading unavailable Hotmail inbox. Button unavailable back. List unavailable Austin Pinto. List unavailable test. List unavailable. List unavailable. List unavailable. Button, button unavailable Austin Pinto. So, 4, 2, but test. Frame, this is a test. Out of frame menu. Button unavailable. Heading account name. Heading unavailable Hotmail. Account name. Edit unavailable Hotmail. Download new email. Combo. Download. Content. Check up.
Now it's giving your setting
checkbox,
here.
Checked unavailable. Use an email signature. Edit unavailable. Out of edit email address. Pause. Show email notif. On checkbox check. You are about to remove your primary Microsoft account. Removing this account will also remove all accounts from mail, messaging, calendar, and people. Don't worry, your data is still safe in the cloud. Button unavailable. Remove all accounts. Heading mail. You aren't signed in with a Microsoft account. To use mail, signed in with a Microsoft account and link try again. Link try again. Link try again. R. Y.
Okay then.
Mail, mail. Unknown. LAN password. Email address grouping. Selected email address. Email address and email address. LAN.
Now to remove your account, you need to give your email address. That is.
LAN. LAN.
There we go.
LAN. Email address grouping. Selected email. LAN. LAN. Sign up for a micro. Password grouping. Protected. Selected password. Email address grouping. LAN. 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 Sign up for a micro. Toolbar save. Sign up. Password grouping protected. Selected. Email address grouping selected. Email address. Email address and email address. LAN. LAN. LAN.
I don't know why is. I think you need to just type in here.
A U S T I N dot P I N T O.
At
8OTMAIL dot OM. Password. Email address grouping selected. Email address. Email address and email address. Austin.pinto@hotmail.com.
Okay, so just type in your
password
email address here.
Protected, selected password.
Okay.
Star, star. Star, 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 star. Star, star, star.
And that's my favorite password.
Sign up for a Microsoft toolbar
and
save button.
Save.
Unknown. Mail document. Mail. Heading hot. List.
Now it's becoming a bit sluggish because it is
list,
doing
list,
something
list.
Up here.
No next head, no next heading. Land.
And we want
frame,
to.
This is a test. Out of land.
Okay,
land.
Now we can
land.
Go ahead and remove our account. So
John,
I'll quickly go to the settings.
Settings with L.
Accounts.
Mail document. Land. Hotmail.pinto@hotmail.com link.
Click on that. And this is a good experiment here because I've never removed my account and I really want to because I'm not using it, so there's no use keeping the account here. I will enter on that. Now let's see what happens.
Remove all. Land. 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 Back button. Remove all accounts button.
Seems like it does not click with the enter.
Space.
I don't know what to use here. Microsoft, I really can't understand the way they are going with things. Windows 8 release is just 1 month away now. And some of their buttons really don't work. I don't know what's going to happen here. Maybe this is NVDA problem or it's the app problem. I don't know. But from what I can tell, now what happened?
You aren't signed in with a Microsoft account. To use mail, signed in with a Microsoft account. And
come on.
Heading mail. Button unavailable. Remove all accounts. Heading. Link try. Link try again. Link try again.
Anyway, I'm gonna figure this out later. I'm not gonna waste time in here. But you have got the
sound record, desktop, mail icon, mail.
You have got a kind of feedback in how to deal with mail app and how to remove your account if necessary. And I think the way to do this is, I think you do this in PC settings here. Go to your user accounts in control panel and go to PC settings and then, add a Microsoft account there and do that there.
So there you go, this is the last app that I'm going to show you, and unfortunately this is going to be the last podcast on let's say accessibility and Windows 8. Of course there will be one in the final version, and the final version of JAWS and the final version of Windows 8 comes. But if anyone wants any other podcast before this, before the final one, you can give me requests and I will do it. This podcast is purely done on request. In fact, the person who had emailed me to do this, I do not mention people's names in my podcast because it may just give rise to some issue, unless it's really necessary and the person has done some podcast, and then I can mention that name. But he had given me a few keystrokes to test on Windows 8 and JAWS, and one of them was a charms window. And I should say, I should really tell the users, whatever keystrokes y'all were used to in Windows 7, the same keystroke will work even in Windows 8. There are a few, very few additions though, but you can do whatever you did in Windows 7 with Windows 8 on the with the same keystrokes. There are some new ones, but the old ones, they will work. They're not going anywhere, so I hope that's answered there. Here we go then. I'm going to call up Narrator, and I'm going to demonstrate the music app. Let's see. I'm a note before I start. Music app wasn't much accessible with JAWS. It wasn't much accessible with NVDA. So I am really giving up a minimal hope here on Narrator, though it's a Microsoft native screen reader, so it should be accessible, but minimal hopes here. So if it works or does not work, I really don't know about that. We'll see now what happens. I'm going to call up Narrator, and I'm going to keep NVDA on until Narrator initializes, because I do want to crash this recording the fourth time here.
Start magnifier button, start narrator button, narrator read space.
And let's start up here. And now a note about Narrator.
Narrator settings.
A note about Narrator is that Narrator is copying, not fully copying, but it is traveling the mode of voiceover. It uses the VO right arrow and the VO up arrow and those things. The voiceover command plus the option key plus the other things to navigate. You cannot use the up and down arrow for navigation if you're using Narrator in some apps like the Internet Explorer Metro version, and I think even the classic version. But that's moving completely towards voiceover thing. You need to interact with containers, you need to interact with tables and things. So the Mac users will understand what I'm talking about. If anyone wants me to do a full-fledged demo on Narrator, I always pick up NVDA here because that's my primary screen reader. A demo on Narrator, full-fledged, please give me some apps to do it. Suggest me some apps that I must show with NVDA, with Narrator, and also what more should I show. Here we go, then I'm going to launch up the music app. And I'm also going to... Oh yeah, I must quit NVDA, I forgot about that.
Ease of Access Center window.
And I'm even going to close the Ease of Access.
Sound Recorder window. FS Reader 2.
And I'm going to start up the start screen.
Windows. Start menu. Pane. Music.
Okay.
No apps match your search. Music found.
Okay. I'm going to enter on the music.
Enter.
And I'm going to give you a look of
music.
A look at the music app, and
music
I'm going to play something using the music app, and I will show you how that works. Here we go. Let's see what's there in there.
Xbox Music Store button.
You can buy music from the Xbox Music Store.
Take me to the Xbox Music Store button.
You can go here. This will open up a browser. We'll take a look at this later. I'm just going to tap
Xbox
through
Music Store button.
The entire window.
Advertisement. Link.
There you go. That's
advertisement.
An advertisement.
Down arrow.
So you can tell that the down arrow does not actually work
up arrow
with
down arrow
narrator. If you want to use it, use the Windows
shift down arrow.
No, that does not work in some of the apps here. So
most popular button.
Okay, you can go to the most popular.
Sign in.
You can
sign in
with your
selected
Microsoft account.
My music button. Tell me more button. Open or play something button.
You can open or play something from here, and that will open a local file on your computer.
Take me to the Xbox Music Store button.
Well, I think let's head towards the Xbox Music Store here. Let's see what
Enter.
It's saying. Let's see if I can purchase something here. And I don't know if it'll open up a browser or what it'll do here, but
Bad 25th Anniversary Deluxe. Michael
wow.
Jackson. Pop.
Oh wow, that's good.
2012, 1 of 30. Not selected.
Wow, so as expected, the native Microsoft screen reader is doing fabulous job with the music app. So you have a kind of a list of albums, like I think it's albums, but I don't know what they are. Looks like albums.
Down Air, The Spirit Indestructible, Deluxe Version.
Wow.
Nelly Furtado.
That's great.
2012, 2 of 30. Not selected. Down Air, All Over the Road.
All over
Eastern
the road.
Orbit.
Wow.
Country.
Good.
2012.
Wow. I'm a fan of country music here. Let's see if I can buy this.
Back button.
Okay.
Sign in. Feature. Button.
Okay, here we have categories like featured.
All genres.
All genres.
Rock. All over the road.
Yeah, we are
Eastern
in the list here.
The spirit
I'm going to enter All Over the Road.
Down here. All Over the Road.
Okay.
Easton Corbett.
NVDA, Narita sometimes pronounces a bit weirdly, so I really thought it was saying all over the world here, so I got that right now. So I'm going to hit enter here on All
Down
Over
arrow.
The Road.
Not selected.
What's here?
Down here. Gangnam Style.
No, I want
All
Over
the
road.
Space.
Select. And
down here. Up here. All Over the Road.
I hit the enter key. Let's
dialogue
see if
focus on one. All Over the Road album version 243, 1 of 11. Not
okay,
selected.
I think these are songs now because it's at 243. That means it looks like it's 2 minutes 43 seconds.
Down 2. Loving You Is Fun. 319.
Okay.
2 of 11.
What we should do now is just press enter on one of them. And I think we'll get a sample here. I don't know what will happen. I have not tried this. At least on the RTM version. I've tried on the consumer preview version. And that time I should really say this was height of inaccessibility. With Narita it was kind of okay. But with other screen readers like NVDA, it was real. I don't know what. I was getting so scared to try it because I really thought that I might purchase a thing by mistake, which I didn't want to do that time. Here we go. We'll hit enter on all these songs
down
here.
Arrow.
And let's see what we get.
Up one.
Narrator sometimes behaves a bit sluggish here, but at
enter.
Least it is giving us some stability here. I have pressed enter on that song and yet nothing has come up. I need to let's see if
all
there is something
road.
Called
preview
play sample
button.
Yeah, there is something called preview, so I think that should play
buy song button.
Okay, there's something called buy song.
Preview button.
Okay, we'll hit the...
Tap 1. Explore okay. Artist 1. All over the road.
We'll hit the preview button here.
Preview button.
And if it's good, I won't buy a song right now because I need to sign into my Microsoft account and that will take time. But if anyone wants me to do a demo on how to buy a song,
enter.
Let's see what happens here. It's great. This is really like the iTunes store here. Well, can I stop the playback here?
Buy song button. Preview button. One.
No, I do not want to preview here.
Buy song button.
No, I think it stopped automatically. Good. So you get that. That is the way you listen to samples. Now what you do in buy songs is, I'm not going to demo it now, but I'm going to just tell you. You buy a song, you click on that, and it will ask you to either, you know, enter your credit card or your payment details. Or you have an option. I don't know if it's there now, but it was there in the consumer preview where you can pay using your network. Like, you'll be charged on your network bill. Your internet bill, that is, depending on the song rate. And if anyone wants me to purchase a song, well, I can do a demo on that. Let's see. Email me your feedbacks and comments, and I will definitely do a demo on it. So this is the way that music functions here. Let's see how much time I have here. Because I have a crucial appointment.
Start menu. Sound recorder window.
Not keeping up good with health here, so I just thought that let's put it up on the list here.
Sound action
today.
100. Austin speakers. 6:31 p.m.
Okay, so we have very less time here. So the play when you play something with a music app, which is a local file, you won't get anything much. You will just get your file, you know, your, you cannot much forward or rewind there, so that is one problem you may face. Other than that, it's accessible. At least with Narrator, it is really accessible. I didn't have hopes, but it is accessible. If you want to contact me with the feedback, my email ID is Austin Pinto, that's AustinPinto @gmail.com. You can search for me on Facebook with the same email ID. You can follow me on LinkedIn, Google Plus, Twitter. Twitter is Austin M Pinto, that's my Twitter name, so you can follow me there. You can follow me on Skype. My Skype name is AustinPinto.3, or just put in my email ID there and you will get me there. I really want, you know, if anyone is on Facebook from this list and have listened to my podcast, I would really like you to be friends on Facebook with me and share your experience, how it has been for you with the podcast. How do you like the podcast? And you can chat with me regarding other features of Windows 8 also. Look forward to having all of y'all as a friend on Facebook. Looking really forward to Windows 8. I should really tell you, it was a really busy, a real fun-filled, a real problematic, not so much problematic, but there was some severe problems at times with the beta testing that I've done for one entire year and more. It'll be 13 to 14 months of beta testing on Windows 8 here, and that was really a fun field and enjoyable experience. And I also would encourage you to beta test in future. Also, if anyone is willing to, if you have ever beta tested any version of Windows or Windows 8 and would like to share the experience on Skype, I would like to have a podcast on beta testing, what to keep in mind when you beta test, and what are the resources that you would want to get for beta testing. Do let me know on what do you feel about this topic. If you want me to have a podcast on this topic, or you know, it's okay. So till I talk to you next time, from me, Austin Pinto, it's goodbye, take care, and enjoy the week.